Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
From Vanderpump Rules to Vegas and everywhere in between, it's time to party with Sheena Shea. This is Shenanigans. And now, here's your host, Sheena Shea.
What's up, everyone? We are getting into some shenanigans today with someone who my fiance likes to refer to as the help, but I like to call her mom. How are you?
I'm good.
I'm still here too. Fiance's here. Hi, guys.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, you're here too.
I'm in the doghouse. If you were to see this room right now, I am on the little seat looking up at these two women looking down at me for calling the help the help.
Yes. My mom is a big help, but she is so much more than that, as you have realized, and we're going to get into.
We can break that down.
Yeah. So I feel like it's been a minute since you have been on the pod, Mom.
It has been a minute.
Yeah. You used to be like my number one cheerleader. When I was like back at Podcast One in studio, you would like come to the show all the time. You would co-host. What happened?
I'm still your number one cheerleader.
Yeah,
number
I was going to say, I haven't found someone that's not the number one.
She doesn't listen to the podcast regularly anymore.
But that's because
I'm busy watching my granddaughter.
Yeah, she got a job.
What about when you're driving here? Why don't you listen in the car?
Good answer.
Anyway, you're going to have to listen back to this episode because you're on it.
Okay, I'll do that.
Okay. So I thought it would be fun to start off by playing a little game.
Okay. Lighten the mood a little bit because I can feel the energy coming at me already for calling your mom the help.
Stop.
Oh, it's going to come at you. Guys, we're just going to save that for the second half of the show.
Perfect.
We're not even 2 minutes in, honey.
Okay. Help.
Anyway, we're going to play a little game of who knows Sheena better.
Ooh.
Okay. All right. I'm about to lose this.
I don't know.
I've done
this with my mom before, and she...
No, I tend to forget sometimes,
like,
if it's
forget?
Sheena...
You're...
No, okay, I have two daughters, remember? And there are times where it's like, wait, was that Sheena or is it Courtney?
Oh.
So, you know.
Okay, let's go.
I don't know.
The odds may ever be in your favor.
You should know the answer to this because we've talked about it now that we have a daughter.
Okay.
As a child, mm-hmm. What food did I choke on?
Well, I know.
Okay, you go first,
honey. Of course I know.
What food did you choke on?
Uh-huh, when I was little.
When you were little, peas.
No, and I had it just today when I came over here, too. It was a frozen grape.
Oh, well, okay.
I've told you this.
How old were you?
She was like probably 9 or 10. It wasn't like a toddler.
Wow.
I disagree. I would say she was, I'm sure, at least 8 or 9. But if she wants to say 7, it wasn't a child. She wasn't a toddler. She was a child, yes, but...
I know I've told you this before because we eat frozen grapes all the time. That's
perfect.
Like one of my favorite snacks, and I've talked about
they
that.
They are the ultimate favorite frozen snack.
It's good for a little
sweet craving.
Yeah. So speaking of favorite snacks,
okay,
what would you say my favorite food is. I think we should just do like a 1, 2, 3, and then you spit it out.
Okay, do that.
Well, I need more than 3 seconds to think about this. No. I mean, come on.
No,
wow.
No. You've been together for
2, 3.
Rice. Tacos.
Mexican, that counts. You both get a point for that.
I said rice.
Yeah.
How is rice Mexican?
Because rice is, well, I mean, anytime I would get
you
Mexican,
have a bean or rice.
Rice is one of my favorite
You
foods.
Can't just say 1, 2, 3, go. You can even give you two options. Yeah. You give us two options to pick from.
No, it's not multiple choice.
Oh, bloody hell. We're in trouble here, Summer.
What is my favorite color? 3, 2, 1.
Pink.
Black.
Okay.
Wait.
Are you both
okay.
Here's the thing. Favorite color you're saying for me to wear?
I mean, your favorite color would be pink, but you wear black.
I do. So I feel like you kind of both get a point for that because there's not just one. I also, see, if we were going to really break it down.
Sheena doesn't like confrontation. That's why she's keeping it.
If we were going to really break it down,
yeah,
I could
break it down for us.
Neither of you get a point because for the last several years, my favorite color has been teal.
Well, you can say that, though, because it is.
But my favorite color to wear is black. I also will buy anything pink.
So how about you ask us questions where you know the answer to? So it's not like a 50-50 or a three-option choice, okay?
Either could have been correct.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
2020.
Well, there's only one answer to this one.
Uh-oh.
What is my favorite movie? 3, 2, 1.
That one with your auntie in it.
No, that's one.
It's that. It's you got it all happening tattooed all over you.
Yeah,
you've got two.
Different movies.
You've got two movies.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
The name of it right now. Oh my God. But Reese Witherspoon.
No, it's not even Reese Witherspoon.
Oh wait, shit. I know I've never seen it, and I feel bad. But that's where your quote came from.
Legally Blonde.
No, not
Reese
Legally Blonde. Okay, no, it's.
It's definitely not Legally Blonde.
Holy crap! It's where your quote came from.
It's from San Diego. It's filmed in San Diego, and it is called. Oh, damn.
You guys.
I'm sorry. Help us out. No, come on. I just totally drew a blank,
First
but I know what it is.
First, thinking of A League of Their Own. That's definitely
A League of Their Own is like family favorite, but that's not yours.
Right. Come on, y'all.
I'm a little under
the
weather
today. It's a backstage groupie with Band-Aids. It's got this chick in it.
Yeah,
blonde.
See, Band-Aids?
I never saw the movie,
but
I know that.
Well, I watched it. What's it called?
Neither of you get a point. It's called Almost Fucking
Famous. Yes, Almost Famous. Damn it. I knew the quote came from it.
Yes.
It's all happening.
But what I love is that now in like the Bravo world, like this has somehow become like my quote. They're like, as Sheena says, it's all happening. I'm like,
right.
I mean, it was Kate Hudson and it was Almost Famous, Kate but Hudson, I will take it. I will take the credit for it.
I still have yet to see the movie. Sorry.
Yeah, Kate Hudson, different blonde.
I know, it's your favorite. Yeah,
I had a feeling you might now get that because even, I don't know if it was my bridal shower. You got that one wrong.
Yeah, I know, I remember. It was the only one I got wrong.
Let me tell you, wait, this is the first time I've been playing is what's Sheena's favorites. How many times have you had a crack in this game here, Mum?
This was a long, long time ago and it was different questions.
One time.
Round two.
2014.
Just checking. I was just seeing.
Yeah. Okay. Different questions and the answers probably have changed now.
Apparently her answer's changed.
Mm-hmm. You should both know the answer to this.
Is it one answer?
It is one word.
One word. Okay.
Are we doing a 3, 2, 1.
Yes.
Okay.
Favorite place I've traveled. 3, 2, 1.
Australia.
Bali.
Oh.
What's this? I know you love Bali and you love Australia.
But
so
what
which
was
one
your
is
answer?
It?
Bali is my favorite place.
Oh,
okay,
so point to mom.
Before Bali, honey, it was Australia.
Okay.
But there was also New Zealand, which I loved, but Australia
was
my favorite.
There
was
one answer, and I got it.
Yeah.
Bali
was
the answer.
Until you took me to Bali, and that is my favorite place, which is why we're going to get married there, because it's my favorite place in the world.
Okay. Perfect. Yeah, I should take note.
Y'all both better get this one.
One answer.
Favorite thing for me to cook. 3, 2, 1.
Enchiladas.
Of course.
Yeah.
I mean,
you didn't say it. Brock
said
it, so Brock gets the point.
Okay, Brock gets the point, but we all know the enchiladas.
That's the sympathy point.
Favorite way I like to fix my hair.
Oh, God.
3,
half up,
two,
half down.
1.
Styled.
Mm. High pony. You said half.
Yeah.
You got
so
it.
I get a half a point?
No. What would y'all say? Here's the thing.
Okay, time out. What's the score?
I'm winning. That's all I know. I'm winning.
You haven't know the fucking score.
I'm not really keeping tally. Can you guys for us?
What, are we playing for participation awards here or are we winning?
It's just fun. Okay? We're just it's called an icebreaker, honey.
Okay.
All right?
Yeah, you're right. I'll relax.
Okay. Next one. And this one... I don't even necessarily have a direct answer to. I just want to know what both of y'all think. I do have a specific one when it comes to Brock specifically. So let's ask it that way. What would you say is my biggest pet peeve when it comes to you, honey?
To me? Okay, we got to answer it on 3.
Wait, we're
both
answering this?
We have to say this on 3.
Yeah.
About Brock?
Yeah, what's my biggest pet peeve when it comes to Brock?
1, 2, 3. Not flushing when I take a shit.
Oh, wow. Okay, I don't want to know about that. That wasn't going to be. I don't know. I was just going to say not paying attention because he's so all over the place.
You're a little closer. Okay. I mean, yes, honey, when you don't flush,
it's quite annoying. Especially when you, yeah.
But TMI. I think my biggest pet peeve is when you get on one of your binges and you are just like buried in your phone of Dragon Ball or Wicked Tuna. Yeah,
that annoys me
too. And like
you
just get on that like.
Yeah, how does that? So how does that annoy you? Can I ask you that?
No, it's just a pet peeve.
So what's the pet peeve? The fact that I just.
Because there's like no matter where we are, it's like you have like your phone in your hand and you're like, gotta watch the next episode of Dragon Ball. It hasn't been out for 30 fucking years.
Yeah.
It's not even in English. But let me just.
Yeah, it's in Japanese. And let me just back this up real quick. Like Dragon Ball is an iconic character I watched growing up, and I didn't realize that there was an actual prequel because it was all in Japanese that I could actually watch Dragon Ball because I watched Dragon Ball Z, Dragon Ball GT, etc., etc. Okay, for all the guys listening to this, there's not many of yous, but for all of you that are listening to it, you get me, okay? And so I was just super excited about that. So I would watch it. It's obviously subtitles. So whenever I had spare time.
It's not even necessarily Dragon Ball. Like when you got on like a Wicked Tuna and it was just like, oh my God, there's just dead fish on my TV.
Look, I'll be honest. I really struggle trying to have a schedule, especially since the pandemic. We're at home. We're working from home. We get to stay at home with a beautiful child. Yeah, you're fucking right. I just binge shit, okay?
I just like when we binge shit together.
Summer has got a new trick. Okay, that she likes to play with her left ear. Now, it does worry me, but she only does it when she's kind of tired or in like a mood of like thing, a tick she does when she's tired. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
I don't think it's, but we'll continue this.
Well, now she's doing it with both of her ears.
Yeah, that was a pose.
Well, Summer is joining us.
Anyway, so cool, pet peeve. Brock binges.
When it's a binge, that's something that like we're not in together. I like when we do our binges together, but when it's just like one of those like super boy shows, I'm like, ugh, this again.
All shows are co-gender, okay? They're not referenced or directed to guys or girls. It's just your preference, okay?
Anyway, there's two right answers to this question as well.
I've got it.
Okay.
Favorite music artist? 1, 2, 3.
Britney Spears.
Bryce, Vine, and Elton John.
Both right. So
you said two.
No, Elton John and Britney Spears were the two right answers, but okay, Bryce, he's my friend. Yeah, like, yeah, boy. Of course he's one of our favorites.
Yeah, Elton John, though.
But Elton John and Britney, I got it. Okay.
Ooh, we're doing pretty good here, Ma. We're 50-50 here.
Oh, wait, right. Help me, Ma. Just kidding.
Last question.
Sorry, help.
What is my go-to drink order at a bar? 3, 2, 1.
Vodka soda with 3 limes.
It's like a... Aperol Spritz.
Oh, Aperol Spritz.
Aperol Spritz.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's like lunch. We had that. You had that at
it's
lunch
lemons,
yesterday.
It's lemons, though, not limes. That's why you got it.
That's where I screwed it up.
Yep. And that's where every bartender
I know. And
screws
I
it up.
It's I would always... prefer it with lemon. So, I know.
Wait, what's your favorite drink?
My go-to used to always be a Tito's soda with three lemons in a tall glass. But
Erica, what's your favorite drink back in the days?
Ooh.
I was never really a cocktail drinker.
I come into America, everyone like throws out these cocktails, and back home in Australia, they're very simple. We're like vodka cranberry, thanks, mate, or a vodka Red Bull.
No, I was always a beer girl.
It was one thing I noticed when we were filming this season, like with all the cocktails, with the Toms and all that making their stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like.
They're too fancy for me.
Yeah, I'm like, a beer.
I drink a beer. I would do a vodka soda, but I always, I'm just usually simple with the beer.
For sure. Well, I think that was pretty 50-50. Okay. I didn't actually like keep tallies. I probably should have done that.
I think me and your mom did. We did good.
I think we did well. We can call it a tie.
Yeah. We'll call that
a tie.
We
almost said a truce. That too.
So this past weekend, we were down in San Diego. Mm-hmm. We went to a music festival called Blended, which was so much fun. We got to see one of my faves, Bryce Vine. James Kennedy did a DJ set. Jesse Montana had 2 different sets he did. And it was a good time. Mom was down there, helped with the baby. Thank you so much. Mm-hmm. But I will say, I love being down in San Diego. But one of the things that I appreciate and like more about LA is our king size bed with the Bowl and Branch sheets.
Gives her the space she needs to stay away from me at night.
No, no, but like You know when there's like those things that in your everyday life that are really important and you don't want to like cut corners on them. And like with having the baby, we don't always get the best night's sleep. But being in a big bed with soft sheets, I think it just helps us get a better night's rest. And I miss that when we were in San Diego. So I was like, as much as I love our beach house, I was excited to get back here.
Yeah, those sheets are bomb.
Yeah, it's like you're sleeping on a cloud, but like you're not, you know? They make the softest organic sheets on the market. And the thing that I love is they get better with every wash. And let me tell you, when summer likes to spit up in bed, we have to wash them quite often. And they just keep getting softer.
Babe, they are the best. So thank you for getting those sheets. You're a freak in the sheets and that changed my life.
Oh my gosh, honey.
Sorry, mom's here.
Ah, yes. They are amazing. They are 100% sustainable raw materials. We have them in a super bright white, very crisp. It goes really well, I think, because we don't make our bed all the time now that we're just like busy. And
we make it.
Not every day.
We just throw it over and
do it. Yeah, but it's like it's such a nice white that you can look at. When it's a messy bed, it doesn't bother me as much. So yeah, I love it. They're comfortable, they're sustainable, and they get better, like I said, with every single wash. Bull & Branch likes to focus on quality over quantity. There's no inflated thread counts here because you know what? More isn't always better. They are made to a higher standard. It's 100% organic cotton, ethical production, thoughtful attention to every detail. They are the best. We have had them since we moved to LA. And like I said, I miss my bed when we're in our other house.
Well, let me tell you what, following this podcast, let's just order some more for San Diego.
We could do that.
Yeah, let's just do that.
And you know how we could do that?
How?
By going to bullandbranch.com. Y'all, experience the best sheets you've ever felt at bowlandbranch.com. Get 15% off your first set of sheets when you use promo code Shay at checkout. That's Boll & Branch, BOLLAND branch.com, promo code Shay.
Done.
Boom.
Thanks for that, honey. But yeah, I do like being back up here in LA. And it is close to having your mom around, so that's great.
Yes. Shall we get into that?
Shall we?
We got some questions.
Uh-oh.
The first question.
Oh, here we go.
The first one that came in literally says, are they okay?
Aw. I think we're good.
I think we're good. There's definitely, obviously, for me personally, need to learn how to accept more help. Erica is very hands-on, and she is a very good mother, and she is good, you know? And for me, I never really had that kind of ever growing up. And that's not talking shade on my mom either.
No.
We were just raised differently, you know, completely differently. And so when I got older, when it comes to like parenting, when it comes to different matter of opinions, that's where it comes from, I think, for me. And that's the root of it. And sometimes I respond aggressively but hard towards Sheena. And sometimes I respond hard towards Erica. And obviously you guys saw on the show, I made a comment and called Erica the help, and I'm copping slack for saying that. The reference of the help is Erica does help, and sometimes we have second opinions on that. But I will have my opinions, but my main opinion is we wouldn't be able to do this without the help of Erica because she helps a lot.
Okay, so you had mentioned like the way you were raised, and I actually want to kind of talk about that because I feel like both of you were probably raised more similar than Brock and myself. He's the youngest of five.
Okay.
You had four older siblings.
Mm-hmm.
So you guys both were the fifth child.
Oh wow, we were. I'm number five. Yeah. Wow. Number five, wow.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
I know. So I feel like y'all might have, I mean, you didn't grow up on a farm.
No,
but
hardly.
Like y'all might have more in common with the way you were both raised than the way I was.
You might be more similar
than you think.
Well, honey, I don't know if you want to. Here's where we can unpack this. Okay, let's unpack this. Me and your mom are very similar. The disconnect.
Wait, what?
Is you?
Excuse.
You were raised solo.
Well, yes, because my sister is
almost 13. Yeah,
yes.
Almost 13.
So
years
that's
apart,
the disconnect and our love triangle here of family and raising a child. It comes to you having a lot of support. And then comes to me being like, hey, honey, like I feel like you can handle some situations when we're at home, but you would like help, which I get. And so that, I think, is where our love triangle has like a full play in there.
Because Brock, it's like you want me to do more on my own and you get upset that I accept and enjoy having help so I feel like I can get more done.
Correct. I think, and my dilemma in this love triangle is that does it sound bad saying that?
Yeah, kind of. Kind of weird.
In the family triangle of parenting, okay, that's it comes down to when the support you get limits you, I feel, because you rely on that support. And that's not on Erica's fault at all. That's you setting boundaries with your mum. Be like, no, mum, I can handle this. But Erica is such a great mother. She is always there to support you.
It's like he's upset that you're too good of a mom.
I'm not upset with Erica. I'm more upset with you, honey.
I don't think you need to be upset with
Shayna. And that's it. I'm not even upset. I find that the tendency is that I need to then go ahead and think back. Like, no, I do support Erica's help here. But the problem I get is when I ask you for help and then you need help for help. Does that make sense?
No.
So I go. So when if I'm at home with Sheena, if we're at home together, okay, and I have a schedule, if I have, like, honey, I got 2 hours, I want to get some work done in the morning. Mm-hmm. So I come in here and I get some work done. You linger. You linger when you're solo. You'll come in, you'll check on me because you would prefer to have help if it's just you with Summer. And that for me gets frustrating. And then you go, your response to me would be, no, if I have help, why can't I have help? Which I understand. If you have help, have help. But if you have too much help, I feel like you put yourself in a position where you can't get things done because you think you need to hold our child continuously and stare at her and make sure she's breathing.
I mean, I do hold her a lot. I was going to say,
no, you do. And she is only little once, and I do tell you that. But
and I just enjoy all of our cuddles and time.
And I love that. But with that being said, and I've told you this, is that as much as I love holding her, when she falls asleep, I put her down. And that's how I'm able to get maybe 10 times more things done while she's napping than what you would do, because you would rather. And you do work a lot. I'm not trying to say you're lazy. God knows you're not lazy.
Babe, you are the main provider. You're the main provider of this family.
You are
right
so
now.
Busy. You have so many jobs going on and you have so much to do. So I get it that you want to just be able to relax with her. But when you know you have something to do, that's when you have to put her down so you can get more things done. Because what you'll do is you'll wait to the last minute and then you're running around and then you're frustrated. And you get not frustrated with her, frustrated with yourself that you're now rushed for time and you're doing things at last minute.
Yeah.
So I think your time management could be better.
And so could mine.
Yeah. But I'm just, that's just what I'm saying. No, I think it's all about time management and knowing how much time you have to get whatever
and
tasks
I think,
done.
I think your mom pointed out a really big point in there is like, she is also only little once.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so you have that gray area, I understand. And we do as well. And so that's where I need to apologize to be like, oh, because you know what? If my mom was here, I'd love her to be around a lot. Okay.
I can't wait for that.
And I think that's where our little love triangle, parenting triangle comes together. Because me and your mom are very similar. We have similarities and we have not similarities, but that's just humans, right? But I do respect Erica and definitely didn't come across that way when I called her the help.
Yeah, no.
And I'm sorry for saying that.
No, I appreciate that. And you tell me on the daily how much you appreciate me. And of course, you know, the audience doesn't get to see that we do have a good rapport. I mean, do we go back and forth? We both have strong personalities. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I think we've also found a better way to talk to each other. And that goes on my part too.
And that's me too here, honey. Like me and you, for me to talk to people about my feelings, that's not what I used to do.
I know.
I was a solo man and I want to become a better version of myself because I know if I can accept help and if I can accept accountability and if I can accept responsibilities, obviously all of this comes in play to be, for me, happier.
Yeah, and a lot of that has changed. Person. Yeah, I think we're good. I think we're always going to maybe butt heads in an area, but that's just our personalities.
Let's be real. Like, this is season one of us on the show together as a family, okay? I look forward to doing more and hopefully filming more of your mom, filming more of your dad.
Yeah.
Who knows what's in the future for us?
Yeah.
You know, maybe Ron and Erica will make an appearance in the vlogs. Maybe the vlogs might just become the new household.
I think we have.
Yeah.
You know, and I look forward to that. I just, but also keep going with the questions.
Yeah, no, I want to chime in with that since Brock's talking about the vlogs because I do watch the vlogs weekly.
Oh, yeah, and you do read the comments.
And I do read the comments, and 98% of them are very positive and nice.
Which is why I love YouTube.
Right. With that being said, though, I have come across several comments, like why is the mom always there? God, that must drive Brock crazy. Why is this happening? Why is Erica always around? You know, so on and so forth. I'm there, first and foremost, because you asked me to be there.
Yeah, always. It's not like you're just inviting yourself and popping up.
Never would happen.
Vegas trips.
I'm so thankful that I get to be there with Summer. Of course, I love being with her every day, and how blessed am I for that. But I don't appreciate where somebody doesn't really know the dynamic and just sees me in the background of a vlog. And trust me, I try to avoid the camera at all cost. But if you can just reiterate on that, I mean, you guys, and not only you, but I mean, Brock asks me as well. So, I mean, I'm not just inserting myself and trying to be a threesome in this relationship.
We couldn't do a lot of the things that we still are doing if we didn't have your help. You know, we couldn't have gone to Life is Beautiful. Like, Rise wouldn't have been as easy. And a lot of the things that we do. So it's like when you are seeing, you know, my mom in these vlogs, it's because we want her there. And a lot of these things we do, you know, as a family. So I just wanted to point that out as well. Mm-hmm. It's never like you inviting yourself, you tagging along. It's like, I was just telling you this the other day. So two of our friends who live in San Diego, they have two little boys, and we ended up having two extra wristbands to Blended.
Right.
And we've been trying to get together with them, but, you know, it's hard because they have to get a sitter and whatnot. And so last minute, Brock had invited them, and he was like, oh, hey, we actually have two extra wristbands. Do you guys want to come to Blended? And they're like, I mean, yeah, if he would have, like, given us a heads up, you know, we have to get a sitter and, like, we have to make arrangements and this and that. And I was like, well, honey, I go, that's where you need to realize how fortunate we are that we do have someone, you know, it's not that you're 24/7, but you are fully available to us. And to answer the questions of, I saw one that came in that said, what mother lets her daughter pay her to watch her granddaughter? That's awful.
Okay, and can we address that?
Yeah, and it's a daughter who needs her mother available.
I'll address that for you.
To watch her, because our schedules aren't set. They are on call. I just found out today that my call time for tomorrow is now 2.5 hours earlier. And, you know, if we just had a regular 9-to-5 employee or something, it's like that doesn't always work. We do need someone who's more on call and available. And if my mom was still, you know, working her 9-to-5 career and driving in rush hour traffic and doing that, we wouldn't have someone so available.
Well, it would also be very difficult because then we'd have to hire somebody else outside of the house, outside for help.
Yes.
Right? And first answer to that, because we can, you know, Sheena and I have spoken about this. And as soon as I can get a financially positioned to take care of my family, you always, as a child, that's always your goal. Okay. So that, I've never had a question or issue about that because that's something I always wanted to do. But secondly, I would prefer to have Erica look after our child because she helps us so much more on call, like you said. And we film 3 days after giving birth, guys. 3 days later.
Literally.
Go find yourself a nanny 3 days after giving birth and be comfortable with that person looking after your kid.
Yeah, but also your schedules are insane, the hours and all of that. No, I know that, but I'm saying this person, and I've seen a few people say that, I was never comfortable with you offering to pay me.
But if you're not going to be working outside of this.
Exactly. With that being said, I've had a job my entire life and I've worked full time. And when you and I discussed this a while back, you said, I want to be able to have you available basically on call at any given time, any given day. And I'm very lucky that I get to do that.
Yeah.
And so I gave up a big salary when I was no longer working at my corporate job.
Yeah.
And it's been years since I've been able to be there for you, and now with this beautiful grandchild.
And I think anyone who has their mom close enough and is close enough with their mom, you know, and has a good relationship, they would want their mom helping more than a nanny or a nurse or, you know, babysitter, whatever. So
look, for that person that asked you that question, they can just kick rocks.
It's like, that's awful. I'm like, that's amazing.
Yeah, that's unfortunate.
I got to employ my family. Like, I don't like talking about it, but it got brought up when...
And that's one thing me and you naturally have, like, common grounds. Like, our family is everything. So we really... And that's a goal of both of ours. And so, fortunately enough, you are in a position to take care of your family. So if anyone has opinions about that, meet me up for a coffee and you can tell us to my face.
I did see someone wanted to take you up on that offer, honey.
Perfect. There is a Starbucks out
someone
here.
Someone like commented back and they're like, yeah, Brock, I will take that drink and I will tell you to your face.
Oh my gosh.
Well, you got to buy the drink for me before you say it to my... You got to buy me a drink before you insult me, but I can take it.
Oh, now they're buying the drink? I thought you said that you would buy them a drink to say it to your face.
Oh, God damn it. Fine. All right, buddy. Whoever it is, let me know. I'll buy you a coffee. It's got to stay under $7 and I'll get you a coffee.
But I think to sum it up, you want me here. I want to be here.
100%.
And I think we're just all fortunate that it works.
Yes, absolutely.
I definitely need to work on my attitude towards extending and asking for help. This is not just even on the mum standpoint or babysitting or anything. Just even in my work life.
Yeah.
Luke will be the number one person to tell you right now, Brock is so bad at asking for help. Even if I'm drowning, I wouldn't ask for help. And that's bad for us for business-wise. Yeah. It was bad. And that's a lesson I learned through him. And here we are now. He stepped in. He's like, look, I'm going to step in and help you run your business.
And I think you have gotten better at so many of those things.
Totally.
I will work on it, guys. I'll keep you posted.
What was your first impression of Brock?
I liked the way he was dressed. I mean, honest first impression.
I hated the way he was
dressed.
You told me that.
And I don't even know if you remember this, Brock. I mean, I had met you many a times over FaceTime over a few weeks or whatever, because we were up on vacation and you called like every hour. I was like, oh my God, this guy's a lot. So my first impression was he's a lot because he FaceTimed you. I said, why doesn't he just text or call? Because we were up north. We were up in Oregon. We were up in Oregon, but you only FaceTimed her. So, I mean, I knew what you looked like. We had met. We had talked via that. So when we flew back from Oregon was when I met you, and this is when Sheena was in Marina Del Rey.
Is this when you get to Australia?
Yeah.
And then –
well, you were going to –
you were going to Australia. And – you met us at the elevator to help with luggage or something. And how come I've never seen that shirt again? I help with the laundry and I've never seen that shirt.
Yeah,
that flowered, that it's, blue.
It's I think it's in San Diego.
It has to be in San Diego. Yeah. It's not here.
Because it doesn't fit.
But, and then you had on these pants. And I remember I told Sheena, I go, oh my God, I love the way he dresses. And she's like, yeah, I'm not like, I don't really like that. She did. Sorry.
So at Blended this weekend, we were with my friend Danielle, who was with me the night I met Brock. That first day we hung out at the music festival the following day. And we were talking about how just when I first met him and I was like, say things or whatever. And I was like, I didn't think this was like going anywhere, you know? Mm-hmm. She was like, well, yeah, we didn't know if we could get past the shoes and the butt crack. And I was like, oh yeah, because we were in an Uber driving to the festival and Brock like leaned over to like change the radio station and didn't have underwear on. And we just see his butt crack. And then he's wearing these like loafers. And I was like, oh, I don't know if I can get with this guy's style.
Yeah, well, you know what?
Then I ended up loving the shoes, loving the way he dressed. And
thanks, guys.
I didn't have to see a butt crack, but I remember the shirt. I loved the shirt. You just had a really cool style.
But
different
you
than
seen his whole butt.
That was in the beginning. Yeah, trust me.
There was a night when my mom was staying here to help right when we had summer, and Brock was up changing her at the changing table, and Brock doesn't sleep in clothes.
To put on clothes. I was like, Brock.
Why, your mom woke up?
Yeah.
And there's many a times where, like, I'll have to, like, you guys can close your bedroom door.
Oh, yeah.
Or, like, his butt will just be hanging out of the blanket.
I just can't sleep with clothes.
But I always announce myself. I mean,
Are you dressed?
I mean, especially.
Yeah, and I'm like, why does my voice say that? But now it makes sense. Yeah.
I mean, here in Hollywood, we're in a 3-bedroom, 2-bathroom apartment. It's beautiful here at the Wallace.
Yeah, but it is tight.
It's smaller than your house in Palm Springs or the house in San Diego. So this weekend when I went upstairs and before I enter your room, of course, I'm always going to knock, but I always have to make sure is Brock dressed.
Yeah.
So,
So I want to get back to some of the questions, but one thing that I want to ask you first is what advice would both of you have from both of your perspectives to anyone who is struggling getting along with their in-laws and like how you think you guys overcame that and what could help other people?
I mean, for me, I think it's listening to each other, communicating, of course.
Yeah.
Trying to see it from his point of view, not just what I think. Trying to see how Brock feels. Not that I agree. No, I'm kidding. no, but trying to see it from his point of view. And one thing I have to say, and tell me if I'm wrong, I know I've raised 2 children, and it's been a while since I've had a baby. I do give my opinions or I try to give advice, No, you're right. But I always say, Sheena, this is your child. And I never try to overstep, I don't think, when you guys are doing something. I'll give my opinion. Or you ask. You've asked my opinion many a times.
And I don't know what I'm doing.
Exactly. The problem with your mom's opinion to your daughter is it's gospel to her. For example, as soon as you just mention about her ear, now all she's doing is freaking out about her grabbing her ear.
Okay. And there could be a lot of different reasons why she grabs her ear, because she could be grabbing her ear because she just now realized she has an ear there. But I did notice the last couple of days she is grabbing their ear. With that being said, I also read an article. We know she's teething.
Yeah.
And that is one thing that kids will do sometimes when they're teething is pull at their ears. But having raised two children and having many nieces and nephews, I do know tugging and messing with the ears sometimes can be a sign that their ear is bothering them, and it could be an ear infection. Mm-hmm. And since we've done this podcast, she's done it about 10 times.
But she does it when she's tired.
She is tired. She
woke up from her nap.
So I also noticed she favors her left hand when it comes to throwing stuff.
Absolutely.
She's yawning. Uh-huh. When she wants, like now that we've been feeding her some purees and she wants more food, she slaps her left hand.
She's definitely favoring her left hand. So, and that's the only ear she's... I'm just saying we should watch it.
Totally.
I think the first step for that is... seeing where, for me, I had to take a step back and see where my issues were coming from and if they were directly related to Erica or if it was just me personally having my own issues, which I am dealing with.
Yeah.
And for me to realize, like, okay, Erica is here to help. The reason why I get frustrated with her and Gauss is because I don't have my shit together. Mm-hmm. That's a big one. It's like, I don't have my schedule. I want to have my schedule, and I don't. And a projection at its finest. But as long as I understand that, then I'll apologize for that. But it's kind of, you got to understand. And I said to Sheena as well, like, yeah, it's easy to figure that out, but it's also hard to figure that out and to have someone to talk to to help you get through that. And I'm open to that. I did it a little bit this season, but I want to do more self-help, because if I can get my head screwed around and if anyone can get their head screwed around, then you can really have a better overview of what the issues are that you're dealing with, and then you can communicate them 10 times better.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I think we talk.
Yeah.
I mean, we talk every day. But we try to communicate and understand.
Y'all talk every day. Y'all talk
every day.
About 20 points of contact in a day. Can I just make this very clear?
Actually, I was meaning you and I, Brock.
Oh, yeah. We talk when we're in. Yeah, we talk from here to there.
Sheena and I talk all day, every
all day.
Yeah, we do.
Shelby Jansen wants to know, what is the dynamic of your mom's job taking care of Summer? And this is something that other people have asked too. Like,
what do you mean
so,
dynamic?
Like, not just, like, you don't just come over to watch her. Like, I just want to, like... Erica, out all of the things you do help me with, like you pack her suitcase when we go for trips, like, you know, things like that.
Of course.
So let me help
Erica out on what she does.
Okay.
Erica does everything, and Sheena will just give the okay to. Does that help? Because your mom comes over here and she keeps our house so clean, we don't have to ever hire a cleaner. Your mom comes over here, she does the laundry, she really mums the shit out of our house.
Yeah.
And then on top of that, when we're away, she gives us time out. She takes care of her granddaughter. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, there's no to-do list, I don't think. There's no to-do list for you, Erica.
There's so many things that, like, you have helped me. Like, even just, like, the way she likes to lay down to take a nap. And, like, I just think you've helped make me a better mom.
Aww.
Yeah, but like you do, you help so much.
Well, you haven't been a parent before.
Yeah.
No, I know. And I was so thankful that I was so close with both my parents and they helped me. That's how I learned, you know?
Yeah.
So Summer is obviously, she's with me almost every day. I mean, with you guys obviously every day, but I'm with her almost every day. And, you know, you get to learn the child too. And there's certain ways I know she wants to lay this way. Not saying that you don't know that, but like, especially when you were filming and you're busy filming, we might just be in the next room, but I'm learning more of her behaviors or a lot of her behaviors. And of course I'm going to put that back to you. So we're learning your daughter together, but there's just more things that I know, not to cut you off, but that I'm more comfortable with. You were terrified to have a newborn, of course. No, I know you are scared, and that's normal.
I'm so paranoid that something's wrong with her.
But you know what? We're going to watch it the next day or two.
Listen, we'll watch it. I promise you, I do not believe it's anything serious. But if it is, we'll watch it. But I truly believe when she's tired, she does it. I don't see her doing it when she's wide awake, playing around with her toys. I don't see her touching her ear.
It's just something that I brought to your attention, and when I'm not here... watch it. If she seems fussier, like we said, we know She is a little fussier lately because she's teething.
Yeah.
You know, her sleep schedule is a little different at night, probably because she's teething. So I'm just saying this is something, Sheena, just to watch for.
I know.
You know?
There's no handbook. And just to, like, put into everyone other questions about your mum's job, what she, her job title is and the help work, it doesn't fucking matter. Whether you give your mum, it doesn't matter. It would just came out, we were filming, it came out and we addressed it. And to be honest, like, you can't ask any more questions because it doesn't matter to anybody else what happens in your family dynamic. You know what I mean?
Oh, no,
and
totally.
And that's my goal. That's your goal. And people that don't see that or think it's rude that for that, fuck off. I have no time for you guys.
Yeah.
Because unfortunately, Sheena's has worked her ass off and done a lot of good things for a lot of people and put herself out there for you guys to judge and have opinions on to be able to support her family. So if you have a problem with that, kick rocks, buddy. And I'm not buying you a coffee. Just fuck off.
Everything.b.rad said your mom is so pretty.
Thank you.
Valver D Style. What is the best part of being a grandma? It seems like Erica is very open and supportive of both Sheena and Court.
Well, gosh, just, I mean, having her, being able to just do it all over again, basically. She's definitely a mini Sheena. She looks just like her.
I know.
She's identical.
She really does.
Nothing against you, Brock, but, I mean, we have done side-by-sides. She does
If my daughter looked like me, I think it's a mixture of both, but I look forward to seeing her grow up and Sheena having a little one of hers.
Yeah.
Erica 10 wants to know, how does it make you feel watching your daughter become a mom?
Oh, it's the best. It wasn't something I knew was ever going to happen.
Yeah.
You know? And it's surreal now. I mean, we talk about it every day, like, oh my gosh, she's going to be 6 months this week. And it's crazy, you know, being able to be in there with them to watch the birth, her birth.
Right. That was so good having you in there.
That was amazing.
It's fun. So who did I meet? Rachel, right? Is it Rachel? Jeremy's partner.
Rachel. Yes.
So Rachel, when we went to the TomTom event a week ago, we were just chatting, catching up, and she was like, Brock, like, and she watched the episode where I called you the help, and she was like, look, like, obviously I want to tell you something. And then she's like, look, when I was with Sheena and Erica years ago, before any of this was even an idea, even my name was, you know, before that, you guys were talking with each other and how you were really excited. Like, if it was to happen, you'd love to be a grandmother. Mm-hmm. So she spoke to me about that and gave me that. She's like, look, like, just like a kind of reference of why Erica and Sheena are so, or Erica is so excited. And I get it. I really do. And I'm happy to have you as a grandmother. Grandma.
She's Chelsea, what for Erica? Did you ever worry about how Sheena would turn out living so close to Hollywood? And look at where we're back to now.
Well, we're back here.
Did I ever worry?
Yeah.
No.
Because what do you mean? No.
Back in my like club days.
Back in her hoe days.
Okay. I mean, well, first of all, Hollywood is 30 minutes from my home. Sheena was always a good kid. She was never in trouble. She was a good student. She went to Catholic school. She went to a private Christian college. She knew right from wrong, and she was an adult. And did I worry about her being in Hollywood when she first moved out here right after college? Sure, of course I worried. I still worry. I still worry about things.
That's just a part of being a mom.
Right. So it's always, but I never worried about Sheena's decisions. I worried about maybe other influences maybe, but I never worried that she was going to do something wrong or whatnot, if that makes any sense. So yes, I'll always worry, but I knew she had the right head on her shoulders.
Courtney. You have got a good compass, honey.
Thank you.
Yeah. And the same with Courtney. She's 24. She's super independent, super smart. She's traveled many places by herself in other countries, and I'm always going to worry, but I know she's okay.
For sure.
Yeah.
Let's see. Natalie Louise Griffiths had a few questions. She said, yay, I'm so happy about this. What also is a typical day for Erica, and what does she think about you being on TV?
Huh. Well, the TV thing, that's been for quite a few years.
Right.
10 years ago when Sheena came to me and said that she was offered to film a pilot.
Oh, wow.
Y'all, it was October 2011. Yeah. We shot the pilot for Vanderpump Rules.
And she was anti it. She says, Mom, you know, I said I'd never do a reality show and this and that. But she opted to, you know, give it a shot. And here we are 10 years later.
Crazy.
So it was hard, honestly, the first couple seasons because you don't want to read negative things. It's, you know, and I would go back and forth. And finally, Sheena's publicist said, Erica, you need to stop. Quit going back and forth with people on the internet. And it's very, very rare that I do that now unless it's just straight up ignorance. If somebody tries to sit there and, you know, spew facts that are not, you know, I've heard, I don't know how many times that Sheena's had a nose job. Please.
Oh my God.
Hand on the Bible. Sheena's never had a nose job. Sheena's never had plastic surgery. God is my witness. If she did, she would admit it.
You just got a better makeup artist as the years go on.
As I'm looking at your nose, no offense, but if you go to the side, you can see the little bump. She's broke her nose twice. She's never had plastic surgery. She's admitted to Botox. She's admitted to using fillers. And that's been a good while since.
Last July, it was in between pregnancies when I thought we might try again. I was like, well, if I'm going to get anything done, it needs to be now.
And you're wrinkling your forehead. And, you've not had Botox. I'm not saying she needs it, but it's a joke now.
Yeah.
So
I don't have resting bitch face anymore. You can see how
I think. But you looked good when we watched Foster Happens Live and me and your mom were here.
No, she looked great.
Damn, girl.
Andy was like, really? Nothing.
I know. He was in like, your face.
I would have been like, Andy, I'm sorry, bro. When you have a baby and you breast pump, you generally don't want to inject toxins into your face. So yeah, you're right. Yeah. Never.
But no, so I try not to go back and forth with anybody on social media anymore unless they're just straight up wrong.
Yeah.
You being on TV, you can handle it. You're good. And I'm thankful for all the opportunities it's brought you.
Mm-hmm. I agree. Yeah. And I'm so happy that, you know, the show has gotten where it is and been on for as long as it is. I'm so thankful for all these opportunities because, like she said, I was not into the idea at first. And I can't imagine, like, if I would have turned down this opportunity.
I know, right?
Who knows?
Yeah.
Crazy.
But this also, you had done TV work before.
Yes,
this was,
I was like, I'm doing acting. Like, I'm not going to do reality.
Right,
someone
exactly.
To do reality, you're reality.
Yeah. And it's worked out.
Hey, Kim Kardashian just hosted SNL, so look where reality TV can get you.
And she did great.
She did so
she was so good. Yeah, I was rooting for her, and she killed it.
Yeah, that was a really good episode.
It was great.
Well, there were some more questions that came in, but I feel like we kind of just addressed most of them in our natural conversation before we got into all of these. So thank you for coming back on the podcast. I think we will need to do this again. Maybe we do a mommy-daughter episode with Court in a few weeks.
I thought you were going to say with Summer. I was going to say, I don't know if she has much to say yet, but for sure with Courtney. I think we did that a couple years ago, and that was fun.
Yeah, it's been a minute.
Yeah,
and then
for sure.
Like we've done one with Dad before. That's been a minute, so I think it's time we get the family on the podcast a little more.
Definitely.
While we're still doing them from home, stay tuned. In the meantime, thank you guys so much for listening, for sending in all of your questions. Don't forget to check out Bowl and Branch sheets; they are amazing. Like I said. And also, I forgot to mention, but they have a 30-day trial. It's 30-night worry-free guarantee. And yeah, so you can, you know, sleep and enjoy them worry-free for 30 nights. That is the Bowl and Branch guarantee. Enjoy any product worry-free for 30 nights. Use code Shay at bowlandbranch.com. And thank you so much for listening.
See you guys.
Talk to you later. Bye.
Sheena Shay. Shay F.
Thanks for listening to Shenanigans with Sheena Shay. Download new episodes every week on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.